Good morning, this is Jeremy Deeds of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helsley in North Yorkshire. Back this frosty morning after a 2-week break with my market perspective from Monday the 5th of December 2011. Before talking about the markets, I'd just like to say how useful a week it was last week, both at the IFP Board Strategy Meeting, where we made considerable progress on moving the IFP forward, and also here at PFL, where we had a full day strategy meeting with the team, resulting in some great decisions about making improvements to many of our processes for our contacts with our clients. And I hope we'll see those start to come through early in the new year. Also, our thoughts go out to Annette, our office administrator, whose mother is very ill in Germany, and who probably won't be in the office much between now and the new year. And also to Tom Wiseman at Seven, our main contact at Seven Investment Management, who's not very well at the moment. We wish him well, and thanks to Steve Fenton for covering for him. Let's look at the markets. Highlights of last week, very positive week on the markets, as you're probably aware. That was really for two reasons. First of all, sense that the Eurozone politicians are at last getting their act together to deal with the crisis. And also coordinated action by central banks to add liquidity to the global financial system. I won't go into too much detail about the data last week, just to note though that in the US we saw a continuing recovery in the labour market, with private sector jobs growth well in excess of falls in government employment. Good to see that trend continue before the real government cuts start to take hold in the US from 2013. Markets last week, all up, Japan up around 5%, the Far East up around 7%, Europe up 10%, UK up 7%, the US up around 7%, just over 7%, gold up 4% and oil up 4%. But even after 2 weeks of strong growth, that still leaves all major markets in the world, in fact most markets, still in negative territory for the year. So what's the bottom line? Well, the coordinated central bank action was very welcome. But note that this sort of action is not an everyday occurrence. In fact, it's normally triggered by major events such as 9/11 and the financial crisis of 2008. And in many ways implies that things might have been even worse than we all thought at the time. I just wanted also to head back to a theme from my previous commentaries and ask the question, how long will it take us to get out of this mess? And I've talked before about the McKinsey study, the 2010 McKinsey study of 32 balance sheet crises, but worth looking at it again. And I think we're now in the second phase of the cycle, which is probably beginning about now, maybe 6 months ago, in which deleveraging is starting in earnest, but growth is going to remain weak, probably for at least the next 3 years or so. After that, we'll probably like to see an economic bounce with above-trend growth whilst deleveraging continues, and that's probably going to last for another 4 to 5 years before growth falls back slight to trend. In their study, McKinsey identified 4 strategies for dealing with balance sheet recessions, which are belt-tightening, high inflation, a massive default, and growing out of debt. And these belt-tightening has always been the most common and the one that's had the best longer-term outcome, even if in the short term it is a bit rough for us. Having said that, of course, the risks still remain, and this schedule of recovery could also be thrown off, of course, by events. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. But I think if you take an overlook at the whole crisis, we are in many ways on schedule for the recovery, as has happened in the last 32 occasions. And I see that as being something to be thankful for and something to be positive about. Even so, the current environment is dodgy. And it's important to have a balanced multi-asset class portfolio protected against those macroeconomic risks. What's going on this week? Market moving events. Well, we've got Franco-German talks earlier this week, followed by another Euro summit on Friday. The last chance, again, to save the Euro. Be interested to see reactions to Italy and Ireland's recent austerity measure announcements. The Eurozone and UK central banks are meeting this week. And we'll get figures for 3Q GDP in the Eurozone as well this week. That's it. Have a good week. Take care. Please note that nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. Planning for Life cannot be held responsible for the outcome of any action taken based on this commentary if advice has not been sought beforehand. Please speak to your professional advisors. Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Our number is 448184. Many thanks. Take care. Have a good week.